USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats aren't reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
The bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that had to go. Warren Buffett's company reported a near $44 billion loss in the second quarter, but Berkshire Hathaway's many operating companies generally performed well. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Indiana became the first state in the post-Roe world to pass a near-total ban on abortion. Come September 15th, the procedure will only be allowed in cases of rape, incest, lethal fetal abnormality, or when the procedure is necessary to prevent severe health risk or death. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill shortly after passage. It was a bitter debate, even among Republicans, some of whom did not support the proposal. One of the Hoosier State's largest employers says that the new law will hinder its ability to attract talent. Eli Lilly, which employs well above 10,000 employees at its base in Indianapolis, said in a statement that the new law will force them to plan for more employment growth outside of its home state. President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 one week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A scientist wanted to make a point, but they wound up making an apology instead. From Los Angeles, here's USA Radio's Ellie Andrews.
A French scientist is apologizing after tweeting a photo of a slice of chorizo, claiming it was an image of a distant star taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. The post was retweeted and commented upon by thousands of users who took the scientist by his word. After facing a backlash, he apologized for the hoax, saying his intention was to, quote, urge caution regarding images that seem to speak for themselves, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued, accusing Twitter of misleading his team about the true size of its user base and other problems he says amount to fraud and breach of contract. The two sides are headed to trial in Delaware this fall. Talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay a total of $49.3 million to the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis for claiming the Sandy Hook school shooting that took Lewis's life was a hoax. More than $40 million of the total is for punitive damages. I'm Kenneth Burns.